Thomas Perry is the author of many critically acclaimed novels, including the Edgar Award-winning The Butcher's Boy and its sequel, Sleeping Dogs, the New York Times notable books, Metzger's Dog, Strip, and The Informant, and the five-volume Jane Whitefield series. His new novel, The Boyfriend, follows retired homicide detective Jack Till as he attempts to find the ruthless killer responsible for a string of murders across the country. Welcome, Thomas Perry.
Thank you.
Now, for listeners who aren't familiar with your novels, can you please just quickly lay out the different series and the main characters in each?
Okay. This is kind of funny in a way because I always said I would never do a series. But I would say there were sort of two series, really. One is the Butcher's Boy series, and that is really a three-volume series. The Butcher's Boy, Sleeping Dogs, and The Informant. And the way I wrote those was essentially The Butcher's Boy was 1982, and the main character was exactly the same age as I was. And so 10 years later, I wrote a book called Sleeping Dogs because I was 10 years older, of course, and I kind of wondered. I knew that I was a little more wily, but I probably wasn't somebody who wanted to take a board and walk from the 10th floor balcony to another balcony outside of a hotel. And so I realized that he was probably more wily than he used to be, too. So I wrote another one, you know, essentially 10 years later. And then I got curious again 20 years after that and wrote The Informant. So that's I figure that the next book isn't due for about 40 more years. So, but the other series, which is actually a series, is the Jane Whitefield series, and that is about a woman who's essentially her mission in life is to take people who are in fear of being murdered, unless they have convincing reasons why that seems like it might happen, and taking those people and moving them to other parts of the country and giving them new identities and teaching them to be new people so that they'll stay alive. And there are now seven volumes of that. And what happened really was that I had written the first one, and I had it was essentially an elaborate character sketch in a sense because I was really learning about her at the time. And then after I handed that one in, I started sort of doodling around with another possible story of hers. And what happens is that your editor will call you up periodically. It's usually about once a year. And they'll say, working on anything? As though you wouldn't be. And, you know, what I said was I was sort of not really finished with this Jane Whitefield person. And he called me back about maybe an hour later, and he said, well, how would you like to make it five? And, you know, because I had these high principles about how I would never write a series, I immediately said, well, of course. And the one catch was that there had to be a printable Jane Whitefield book on his desk every June 15th for 5 years. So I learned to write a little faster than I had, but those are the actual series. Almost everything else is a standalone.
And so, where does Jack Till fit into the scheme, and what can you tell us about him?
Well, Jack Till is a kind of accidental series in a sense, because he was a character that I invented for a book called Silence, which and he's a he's one of the very few totally admirable characters that I've ever created. But he's a retired homicide detective from the Los Angeles Police Department who is now working sort of half-heartedly as a private detective with an office on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, essentially. And the reason he's doing it is really partly because he just wants to bring in extra money because he has a daughter whom he loves very much, who is 24 years old and has Down syndrome, and she lives in a group home with several other people that were at the special school that she had attended when she was young. And he's really trying to kind of build up enough money so that she'll be able to survive pretty well after he's gone. And what happens is that Jack is approached by the parents of a young woman who is about the same age as his daughter, who's been murdered. And the reason that they're coming to him is that the police seem to be completely stumped because their daughter had worked as a professional escort. And so the police in this particular case, it's a situation where the police are not hard up for evidence. It's that there's so much evidence that you can't figure out who it might be. They don't, because these young women work in sort of a haphazard way in which they move from city to city, often use false names, generally use false names, sometimes even use photographs from other women to use, to post online as they're advertising. So it's pretty hard to keep track of who they are and who they know. And so the police have come to a dead end, and they hire Jack Till to attempt to break through it.
Mm. Now, what made you write about this particular world of online escorts?
Well, because it's new. It's one of those things that, is very different from the way things used to be just a few years ago. You know, the Internet has transformed everything, you know, every form of commerce, including that one. And, something that people haven't talked about much, and it's kind of secretive, and it seemed to me to be a situation where if you were a really bad person and you really didn't want anybody to know where you were or where you were living, the best place to hole up would be with someone, in that business, because, they are so hard to sort of keep track of. And if you lived there, not only would no one know your name, they probably wouldn't know the real name of the person that you were staying with. And so it's a world in which a really bad person could move pretty freely.
So is Jack Till kind of an old-fashioned gumshoe, or is he a cyber sleuth, or both?
Well, he's sort of like most of us are. He matured and worked for quite a while, 25 years or so, in a what is essentially a different world, the usual kind of police procedural world. But what he's discovered is that that's one business that since the last time he took a look at it professionally, it's changed entirely. And so, in a sense, he's suddenly got to become a cyber sleuth and a person who can kind of logically go down through tens of thousands of ads to find small elements that are in common between, one girl and another, one who might be vulnerable to this particular killer and one who wouldn't be.
Now, the boyfriend, the audiobook edition, is narrated by Robertson Dean. Do you tend to listen to the audiobooks of your books? And if so, what do you think about the narration there?
I've always liked it. This is the first one that he's done for us, I think. I think it's the first one. But, I've always thought that they were quite good. Joyce Bean is very good. She seems to do mostly the Jane Whitefield books. And I've, always appreciated, the extreme care that they take to essentially get things right, which is something that I respect very much. She sometimes calls me up to ask me how to pronounce, some Seneca word, which is I think, a pretty thorough way of going about things.
Thank you so much, Thomas Perry, author of The Boyfriend and many other titles, available on audio from Tantor Media. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.